Ron DeSantis slams Biden for lack of leadership on Afghanistan, U.S. border, economy. By Penny Starr on August 20, 2021. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis spoke Thursday at the opening of another monoclonal antibody therapy facility to treat people who have coronavirus, slamming President Joe Biden for his lack of leadership on multiple fronts, including gifting military equipment to terrorists in Afghanistan. The Florida Politics website reported on DeSantis's remarks. He said, "You look around the country, you look around the world right now. I mean, we have Americans that are just being hung out to dry in Afghanistan. We've got billions of dollars of military equipment that's just basically being gifted to terrorist groups. Things that the taxpayers paid for. Things that our men and women used." DeSantis also mentioned the porous U.S. border with Mexico, where thousands of people have been crossing in the country. "You look at the border," DeSantis said. "People just pouring in. They don't even tell you where they're bringing these people in. We figured out they dump people in Jacksonville and some of these other places. It's totally out of control. We've never seen anything like what we're seeing now." And DeSantis criticized Biden's handling of the economy. "You look at inflation," DeSantis said. "The prices are going out of control, particularly gas prices. That's putting a huge hamper on working people, having to pay so much when they're going to get gas." DeSantis said Biden is more concerned about forcing children to wear masks than deal with pressing issues facing the country. Earlier this week, DeSantis announced he was expanding access to monoclonal antibody treatment sites for Floridians diagnosed with coronavirus. "We are working to raise awareness about monoclonal antibodies because they save lives and reduce severe illness and risk of hospitalization," DeSantis said. "Today, I am proud to further expand access to treatment with the opening of a monoclonal antibody treatment site in Broward County. We will continue to open more sites to support Floridians' ability to receive this treatment, which has been proven to be safe and effective." Follow Penny Starr on Twitter or send news tips to star@breitbart.com.